T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, I give props to the promotions department. I want to give props to our team, too. We have a good little team here.
Yay!
It's, you know, Bryn's gone for 2 weeks, so Hooman steps up, mm-hmm. and Vinny was gone yesterday, and we all sort of figured it out, and it's a nice thing to be a part of.
Listen to this.
Okay.
510, after listening to Vinny yesterday, I was inspired. My husband came home and opened our computer, and I had a whole Disney trip planned on several tabs.
Wow.
It's so damn fun.
Yeah.
I was seriously like, when do our kids leave again? Because I want to just let me and you go, and we'll just have a great time by ourselves. Steve Martin and Martin Short.
I love that old Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Well, they launched a ton of stars that we all grew up with. It wasn't just Saturday Night Live. But we got to turn that off.
Yeah, hey, Hooman.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. It's okay. I killed it on this one.
Okay.
I'll turn you back on in a minute. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealer today. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 800-JUMPSTART. I'm sorry, call 855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on summer and a healthier you. Again, that's 855-JUMPSTART. Sorry, I'm doing 12 things at once.
Great,
it's all
you.
Right. We're with you.
I think this is a nice story. And it's a reflection as to how far we've come. A lot of us have come as a society. I remember when Warren Beatty and Annette Bening have a daughter who is transgender, or a son. I can't remember if it's a boy or a girl, but they're transgender and they're not secretive about it. And they just, you know, and look at Cher. I mean, you know, her little girl grew up to be Chaz.
Right.
And
what was her name before that?
Chastity?
Yes.
Charity?
No, I think Chastity sounds right.
It looks like, and listen, and this doesn't mean anything. Your kids, when they're little boys or little girls, might totally, you might have a total tomboy for a girl. You might have a boy who wants to wear princess dresses. It really isn't necessarily indicative of anything, except that they, you know, are a fan of Princess Leia.
Right.
Or whatever. Comic-Con's going on right now. One of the big deals there is this cosplay, which, you know, when we were kids, we called it dress up. But now it's, you know, cosplay.
It's a thing.
It is a thing. And people go crazy at these. Even just the WonderCon that I went to, we were the sore thumbs there because we were the only ones not wearing some kind of superhero costume or obscure character from a Star Wars, the cantina scene or whatever. I wasn't the blue elephant guy or whatever. Liev Schreiber.
Love him.
Who we love from Ray Donovan. He is a supportive dad. He brought his two sons to Comic-Con and let them dress up. His 9-year-old son, Alexander, dressed as a Jedi, and his 8-year-old son, Samuel, dressed as Harley Quinn, who is the female character Margot Robbie played in Suicide Squad.
Oh, okay.
No word if he likes dressing as a girl or if he's just a huge fan of Harley Quinn, but either way, he rocked the costume and actually got a lot of positive feedback on social media, which I was glad to hear. As I was reading the story, I went, oh, God, what did the Twitter sphere have to say about it? And apparently,
well, you'd like to think they were smart enough not to, you know, light a fire on some 8-year-old boy.
Right.
But then again, the internet isn't
particularly smart. Turns out they were smart enough not to light a fire.
Good.
These are his kids with Naomi Watts. They broke up a couple years ago, right? It's been a while now. So anyway, Comic-Con, is that over? Was that just this past weekend?
Yeah, it just finished.
So does it go one weekend or 2 weekends?
Well, when I used to go, it would only go one weekend. Okay. I think it goes for an entire week now.
Yeah, oh, I'm so sure they figured a way to stretch that thing out. The people who like that stuff, they don't just like it.
They love it.
Love it to death.
John actually tried to get tickets for this year's, and it's a thing.
Like, it sells out in 15 minutes.
It's less than that even. I mean, it's forget it. And you, there's even a lottery system. And then you wait on there, and his connection kept timing out. And then that was it. He just couldn't. He was like, all right, well, forget it. I guess we can't go. And everyone at my house cried. Mm. Not me, though.
You were
I cried over something else, I'm sure, that day. But
wasn't that?
It wasn't that. I was like, oh well. I guess if you're a giant Titanic fan, and those people are out there, you remember when Titanic, I think Titanic came out the year that we started here, like 97, which is, so it's hard to believe it's been 20 years since that movie's been out.
I saw it with that chick I was going out with.
The one who won you in a limo date?
No. The one I ended up staying with for a long time. So I went with her and her roommate. So it was actually a little later than when we first
start, right? So maybe
97 release date December 19th, 1997.
Yeah, late 97.
December 19th.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that would. I think you hooked up with her around Halloween.
Is that right?
I believe so. I used to have that in a written literally with a pen down on a calendar somewhere.
Huh.
Yeah. Remember when you used to have Well, Yuzi still has them. She likes to write stuff out. You used to have
the date books.
Yeah, a date book, and then you'd have to go from your. You'd have your annual things that would happen, and you'd transfer them from one date book to another.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you just put it in and go repeat every year.
Yeah. Well, some of us do. The lady who works for my homeowners association has so many things going that she's decided now to go back to paper because she was like, I've got my kids. I've got all the different associations that I'm the head of and run. And she goes, I couldn't tell anything my calendar anymore.
People do separate calendars even. They'll have like a personal home calendar, a kid calendar, or even a calendar for each of their kids. But then you have 15 calendars look at.
That's the reason I just thought of that is because of what you said. Yeah, she goes, I can't do it that way anymore.
Right.
I like to color code certain things. If it's a guest on the show, it's in pink. If it's something for sales, it's in green. Something personal for me is purple. If it's promotions, it's yellow.
Mm.
And then orange.
Hold on,
if,
I'm writing this down so I can figure you out someday.
Actually,
it just helps the color coding.
In their own way, they are like journals. Because you see what happened on your day, and sometimes you do make notes, like, hey, I blah blah blah. But yeah, it's funny because you're the only person I know who does that now.
Mm. Denise clearly does it too.
Well,
she has different calendars. Well, she's got a lot going on.
Sure, she's got. I look at her life and I get tired. I'm not surprised. She's like, oh, I'm over it. I'm tired.
I'm tired.
So anyway, in December of 1997, a little movie called Titanic came out. And for a lot of people, remember people were going to that 20, 30, 40 times. They just, every weekend they'd just go see Titanic. It was actually in theaters for a really long time.
I don't get it either because it was such a crappy movie.
It wasn't crappy. It was fine. But yeah, I'm with you as far as it's one of the highest grossing movies of all time. And
it's always on TV. It was on
the
other day.
Oh my God, it's always on. And it's
crappy.
Fine.
It's crappy.
No, it's fine.
I've actually
never seen the whole thing.
Oh, really?
It's just bits and pieces. I know what happens, so.
There's a couple dumb things that always stick, like the scene where she gets on her toes. I'm like, who cares? But, it's supposed to be such a big reveal that she gets up on her toes.
I don't even remember that part.
The other part that really always bothers me, and it's funny because they actually reference it in this little blurb I'm going to read you. At the very end of the movie, spoiler alert, the ship has sunk or is in the process of sinking, and she's on a piece of, piece of rubble.
A door.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Like a door.
Oh, like a door. And he's hanging on the front of the door. So he's in the frigid water and she's on top of the water, although she's still soaking wet. And he tries to get on the piece of wood and it rocks a little bit. And so they both accept that he's a goner. Like he can't get on the door with her. There's plenty of room on that door. Like move to the far side and let him pull himself on. You guys will figure it out. But in the end, he lets go and you see him sink down into the blackness of the sea.
The water was freezing, by the way.
Sure, of course it was. It's the, the North Atlantic. And there's icebergs.
Yeah, that's what sunk them.
Right. Those keep the water nice and chilly. So anyway, I've always thought, oh, you should have tried harder to get him up on that. Come on. So this is the holy grail for Titanic fans. Leo DiCaprio has a foundation, as you know, Hooman.
Yes.
And it's holding its annual charity auction tomorrow in France.
Mm.
And one of the items up for bid is a private dinner with him and Kate Winslet.
Oh.
Oh.
Will you be bidding?
That's more enthusiastic than I thought it would be.
That would be so fun.
You and I are not going to be able to be in this. First of all, you just to have him even acknowledge you and let him into your his foundation thing, you got to be blitheringly rich. And then I'm sure, I mean, what is this going to go for? Someone will buy it for their daughter or something? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know who wants this. Although Hooman, clearly.
I would
some supermodel. Like,
in defense of the person who wins that thing, they are donating money to a good cause. So while I don't know what you could possibly want to talk to Leo, well, maybe you do want to just be like, what's it like? Tell me what it's like to be you.
Just walk me through a day in your life.
Just the fantastic reality of Leo DiCaprio.
I'm sure he has tough days, too. I would be like, tell me about your hardest day. And then tell me about your best day. What's the best
thing?
Well,
the hardest day is when all seven of my supermodel girlfriends can't get over to my house and I'm left alone for 24 hours.
Or I only have five.
The best day is when all seven can get over to my house at once and I just lay under them all.
All day long. They peel grapes for me, among other things. So I don't know what it's worth for someone to sit at that table with
them. So can I tell you a couple things about the auction real quick?
Sure.
It's in Saint-Tropez. Do you know where that is?
Ben du Soleil for the Saint-Tropez dance.
And that one auction item is actually going to Kate Winslet's kind of charity that she's involved with.
Oh.
And that's it's supposed to help a young mother in the UK pay for cancer treatment. Also a thing called the Golden Hat Foundation, which benefits children with autism and their families.
Oh. Well, that's nice. So his foundation is an environmental one, right?
Yeah.
So she's probably helping him out, and he's helping her out with this. Isn't that nice?
So Lenny Kravitz is slated to perform. Did you already report that?
I don't have any information about this event,
so please go on. And the event chairs, everyone. We didn't make the list, but Madonna, Kate Blanchett, Emma Stone, Marion Cotillard, Tom Hanks, Jared Leto, Penelope Cruz, Kate Hudson, Tobey Maguire, Uma Thurman, just to name a few.
Yeah, that's Leo's circle. Well, Hooman, I'm sure if you call Zem, she can get you in.
I know. I don't think she made the cut for that.
What?
All this making the cut stuff.
Last
so
year's
weird.
Gala in one night raised $45 million.
Jeez. That's a lot of money.
In one night, it's incredible. The most I've ever seen at a gala for one night is $20 million. And it was here in Napa. It was ESPN's V Foundation. Oh. And they had all the athletes. Their event's coming up in August. But $45 million is off the charts.
Yeah. It's a lot of money to raise in one day. Good for him. Boy, that'll probably be his toughest day, too. Well, I had to leave the supermodels back at the hotel. I got to go to dinner with a commoner. Although, who knows? Maybe Kate Hudson will win that. I just wanted to ask you guys, how come you didn't try harder to get him on the raft? This is just a nice story. If you saw someone choking, wouldn't any of us try to give them the Heimlich, a stranger or whatever?
Sure.
You know, you feel like, okay, I kind of know how to do that.
I would try to help anyone, anytime,
if I could. In distress, right.
Yeah.
Chicago Bears linebacker Jarrell Freeman.
No idea.
He was at the airport in Austin, Texas on Sunday, and he noticed a guy eating a brisket sandwich who didn't look good. The guy suddenly stood up and seemed kind of panicked. But you can't make any noise when you're choking. Jarrell said it was like he'd forgotten something and was about to go running for it. But then he went around the table and was looking frantic. An older lady tried to admit she saw what was going on and tried to give him the Heimlich, but she wasn't strong enough.
Mm.
So Jarrell stepped in. He said, I grabbed him and tried to squeeze the life out of him. You got to push in and up. So I did that, and he started throwing up what he was choking on. I asked him if he was all right, and he shook his head no. So I grabbed him again and hit him again with it. When I put him down the second time, his eyes got big. He was like, oh, my God, I think you just saved my life.
Wow.
The guy's name is Marcus Ryan. And they put photos up on, so I'm sure the guy's covered in vomit, but he's like, I'm alive.
Well.
<That's> so he posted a photo with him. Jarrell said he'd never done the Heimlich before. Doesn't have any training in it, but his mom's a nurse, and he'd heard her talking about how to do it, so he went in and up.
I don't know if everyone's had sort of scary moments in their life where they thought this could be it, but if any time you've had that, man, it's really real, real fast.
Yep.
It goes from nonsense to, oh my God, I'm actually scared for my own life here.
They say, too.
I'm sure he was tripping.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible. And actually, they say a few things about people choking. Sometimes they run to the bathroom from embarrassment, and that's when they die. Because they're, you know, you get red faced, you start drooling, and they freak out and run away from the people who could help them. Because it is, if you've ever seen someone get the Heimlich, I saw it one time, and you projectile vomit. Not just the piece that's lodged, but often much more. It's and you're horrified.
Whatever.
But everyone's so like, so what? You're alive. But you can administer the Heimlich to yourself. Because if you're alone, what are you going to do? I guess you can use the edge of a table or you can. I saw something recently where the guy was, you get into like a plank position and drop yourself down. Just sort of let yourself go. And I think that you, I think he was like hanging over the edge of a stair so that he could let his head go low, because otherwise you would smash your chin on the ground. Mm. But you have to, from a straight armed plank, is that even a plank? I don't know, whatever.
Yeah,
top of a push
plank.
Up,
sure.
You drop out your arms and you'll wail your ribcage stomach area. And sometimes that can save you. So if you're alone, you should know how to possibly save yourself too. What's worse than choking to death by yourself?
Right.
Super sad.
I looked up the pictures on social media of Jarrell with the dude. Unfortunately, no vomit on the guy.
Too bad.
He cleaned himself up
for
good.
Oh, good for him. That's nice.
Does he look a little watery-eyed after almost choking to death?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
You got to put a fresh t-shirt in your carry-on, people. It's an absolute.
You never know what's going to happen to you. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, I have so much stuff. Okay, so a woman almost died from S&M.
Oh, goodness.
What happens to you if you commute too much? And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. Real quick, I just want to thank all the fine folks at Disneyland for our adventure yesterday.
What a great
day before. We had a really good time. Lisa, and the people at Alaska Airlines, they were excellent. Mm-hmm. Everything went off so perfectly. So thank you. And our people here and Michelle that went along with me.
Yep.
It was a really good time, and although I'm completely wrecked by it all.
We got to plan that out a little better next time.
It was totally worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Totally worth it. So there's that. All right. The story that took over probably most people's minds, news feeds, everything else, is that woman, and now we know she was drunk driving, the 18-year-old girl.
Oh, yes.
I mean, this story, and I still can't get over the fact that you watched the video. I know that you probably didn't expect it to be what it was.
I thought it was sort of fake and like, what? What's this all about? Then I was like, oh, my God. And then
it couldn't be more graphic,
yes.
Huh? I did not watch it, and thank you for the warning.
Yeah,
I'm glad I did not watch it.
I don't need to see that.
In fact, because we were so busy as we were on the drive home last night, I mentioned to the missus the story, and she went and looked it up on her phone. And as you just, I just watched her jaw drop as she thumbed down the storyline of this teenage driver. Now we know she was drunk driving. She lost control of the car she was in with her little sister and another young lady in the back seat. None of them were wearing, or she wasn't wearing seat belts in the back. They were thrown from the car. The driver, whose sister died, was live streaming on Instagram at the time of the crash. There was a break.
So the crash itself is on this.
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's a break in the action. I imagine it's her climbing out of the car and, you know, I mean, that she wrecked. And then the action, the live streaming continues again over the body of her dying or now dead little sister as she seems to feel sorry for herself that she's going to jail now and knows it. Her dad has now spoken out. I don't know. It's indefensible. But he's at least trying to say she knows she just killed her sister. She's not
coherent.
It's bad. It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, though, that I'm leading, this is leading to another story. I saw somewhere that there's a GoFundMe page for the little girl's funeral.
Mm.
And I thought, yikes, okay.
Boy, that whole family is all about social media.
That's what I it just in poor, it
have
just,
a private moment.
It
people.
Seemed in poor taste
mm-hmm.
to me, but well, maybe they don't have the money. I don't know. I don't know what to say, but anyway,
it's poor taste start to finish that whole story.
This young lady is seen live streaming over the body of her sister. She says, "I'll probably go to prison, but I don't care. I don't give a bleep."
Oh, great.
Among the quotes.
Boy, just.
The California Highway Patrol is investigating the crash that occurred on Friday in the San Joaquin Valley. But so as I saw this next story, I thought, now this is why you have a GoFundMe page, everyone.
Okay.
All right.
This is something legit.
This makes more sense to me. A teacher, an elementary teacher in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is now drawing worldwide attention as she's been panhandling for money to pay for school supplies. So she's on a street corner with a sign that says, "I'm a teacher that needs school supplies. Anything helps. Thank you."
And is I that thought, real? She's not.
It's real. She's a teacher. She makes $35,000 a year. Her name's Teresa Danks. She spends $2,000 to $3,000 of her own money on school supplies for her kids. Mm. Photos of her standing alongside the road with a sign that reads, "Teacher needs school supplies. Anything helps," has now been shared 1,000 times on Facebook. To me, begging for education is that's so valuable and so clearly something I think most people could get behind.
Well, anyone who came up through the public schools, I feel like I owe a debt to the public schools. I've liked my experience. And I get that, everybody has their own different experience, but I was glad my kids went to public school and my heart goes out. I want to write this lady a check right now. Like, get off the street and start teaching again and do the things that you need to do and not be out. I mean, how horrible that a teacher, and I'm sure it's expected. Oh, really? You need pencils and paper for your class? Well, you got to go get them.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. On my $35,000 a year salary. It's gross.
So she starts with this sign and now they've got a GoFundMe page at the school, which is that seems to me like the best possible use for a GoFundMe page.
Right.
Is in each community, maybe set something
up
like
that. Does
that have
a link to the GoFundMe page?
I'm sure it does. I don't have it right in front of me, but I'll save the article.
If I could find
yes.
It.
Or give it
but,
to me. And
but
I'll...
we should, that's where we in our own communities could totally help is have a GoFundMe page for your local school district. For the teachers, for the things they need.
Well, a lot of schools around here have their own little foundations, and they ask the parents to, like in Mill Valley, there's the Kiddo Foundation. I don't know if that's elsewhere as well, but they say, per student, we need about this much money. So if you can give about this much for every student that you have in, and if you can give more, great. And they try to get 100% of parents to participate. Not everybody can. And so hopefully other people are giving more and making up for it. But they say this is paying for the music program and this and for that and for, you know.
And that's called the Kiddo program?
It's called the Kiddo. In my town, it's called Kiddo.
Oh. I've heard of Kiddo. We've donated to them.
So I wonder before. If that's elsewhere as well. Like it's a big organization and
across
it sets
the
it up.
States?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
But I think a lot of places are, I mean, clearly people are having to reach out for that stuff. And if you want your kid to have a good school experience, you do what you can to help with things like that. And to hear that this woman is out there panhandling. If I was a parent of a kid in her class, I'd be horrified.
It's a very cool thing, though, that that went from someone taking a photo yep. of her on the street to Facebook to viral to
social
now.
Media at work at its best.
That's so that's the lead in was
the
from
other end of the spectrum.
Obviously, the absolute worst end of social media and the idea that now they're using GoFundMe.
It looks like the goal is 20,000 right now at 13,860 raised by 147 people in the past 5 days.
That's over the for this teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want
for the school in general?
You want to update on the GoFundMe page for the funeral?
Well, yeah, all right.
They're trying to raise 10,000. They've raised 6,000. But the comments, oh my God.
I'm sure.
They're so brutal. They're so heartless. They're so mean. And there's a lot. I'm at least 150 deep. And yeah.
And you know, that just that whole story kind of tears me up inside because it's like so much of it is in such horrible taste. And yet in the end, this is an 18-year-old dummy who made a horrible, horrible mistake and compounded that by broadcasting it live. And there, here's a family that's lost a daughter.
Two daughters. We mentioned you guys were the ones that said that yesterday. Two daughters. One's right. going to jail for the rest of her life or for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's manslaughter, right. drunk driving.
So here's a decimated family.
Right.
Decimated by this girl's, and it's broadcast. I mean, there's nothing good about it, but honestly, I'm not surprised that there are scathing comments on the GoFundMe page.
Well, it just sticks in your ribs. You
just don't go there, though. Just don't, if you can't get behind it, don't go contribute. But this is a family that has just been blown up by a bomb. I mean, this is.
Yeah, it's tough.
I think that you're as inappropriate as they are if you're leaving scathing comments on this. Ruined families. I mean, they're awful people. Or they're not. I mean, in this world, who knows how to navigate social media? This girl, I hate that story so much.
I know.
It's so awful, Vinny.
I know.
I love the teacher one, though.
I know. Well,
so that's
one,
nice.
Yeah. I'm hoping.
That makes me feel better.
Just in mentioning it, that the GoFundMe idea, sometimes you see a Kickstarter and you're like, Neil Young wants me to pay to start his Pono player?
Isn't
start your own
rich?
Pono player. Yeah, you're rich. What do you mean? Why'd I got to pay for that?
And
that
I love thing, when I see
stock in it.
I know, right. How many shares do I get? When I've seen a couple of really good things on Kickstarter, though, that I was, you know, that you get in early. There's a jacket that I gave to the Kickstarter thing.
Yeah,
we know
about the jacket.
I love that.
Has everything
right.
in it.
Blow
the Inspector Gadget jacket.
I love that.
Just what you need.
I just think that's neat.
Another jacket you'll never take off.
And I actually love to, I've supported a couple bands, like mm-hmm. people that I know that are in bands, and they, you know, you get like the band t-shirt or the CD
sure.
when it comes out, like you help pay for their CD or something, you know, fine. I know you and I like you. I'll give that. But yeah, paying for this if you're going to write something mean, just don't go to that
I'd
site.
Like to think, though, as we're mentioning it, maybe that it will spark the light bulb will go off for some teachers who are spending from their own budget that mm-hmm. maybe this is a better way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And at least then you're pushing some of that responsibility back onto the parents and the people of the community so that you, with your wages, aren't spending that out of your own budget.
Right.
925 says everyone should check out donorschoose.com. It's a site where teachers ask for money for various projects.
Oh,
usually low-income schools. It's wonderful.
You know, and that's, look, everybody wants to do their part charitably wise. Everybody, you know, has their causes. And I actually think, you know, what is a better investment and charitable contribution than to support a classroom. It's like a...
That's exactly, Sarah. It says, support a classroom, build a future. Teachers all over the U.S. need your help to bring their classroom dreams to life.
So there it is. You know, the thing today, it feels like with social media, everybody's got their hand out. Like, you know, there's organizations...
That's the whole segue. There's that segue. I don't want to pay for that funeral, but I do want to pay for the kids to get their stuff.
Right.
And it's okay. I'm not mad at them for starting a GoFundMe page for the funeral. If they don't have the money to do it, they can do that. And I'm fine with saying, no, you can't have my money. But for the kids and I've got a kid coming up.
Absolutely.
She's going to go to public school. That's happening. I'm not paying for private school.
Right.
So I'm going to...
And it's, you know, it's just nice that this is
pay in
easily
where I can
accessible.
And you just said it. You went to public school. So did I. Uzi?
I went to Catholic school.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Geez. What'd that cost your dad?
I don't know, but.
Did he complain about it?
No, never complained about it. He made it happen. And sometimes we didn't have food, but we had an education. So, but you know, when we came here to San Francisco when I was about 7 or 8, the schools weren't that great. And so we came from Catholic school down in LA, and he asked us, would you rather go to a Catholic school? He gave us two choices. We can move to Millbrae, get a house there, and you guys go to public school. Or we could live right here in the city, and you guys go to Catholic school. And we all said Catholic school. Like, we were just so used to that that's what we wanted.
Right.
And it was 2 blocks from our house.
Right.
So everything
was easy. That's nice.
Yeah.
You chose?
Mm-hmm. All three of us did. Yeah.
Huh.
Man.
All right. What, man, huh?
Nothing. I just,
We love the Lord, Sarah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, is that what it was, that you love the Lord? Because I was like, I just didn't love the nuns.
Well, I didn't care for them too much either.
I didn't have much Catholic school, but if you had told me halfway through kindergarten I could get the hell there, then I would have. It's like, oh my God, I hate going there. That was when I used to, I'd wake up every morning like, I have a stomach ache. I can't go to school. I don't feel good.
That's so funny. I loved going to school, even though I didn't really want to do schoolwork.
Yeah.
That's where all the people were. That's where I'm going to hang. That's where all my friends are at.
I'd rather stay in bed.
Get out of here. How quick can I get these waffles down? I gotta go.
How'd you get to school? The bus or a skateboard?
Sandy dropped me off at the front door of the school every day until I was in, I want to say, 7th grade.
Oh.
Right there.
And then
I'm watching you.
Go in.
Did you go in and go out the back?
No, I didn't. I never. That's the whole thing. Wasn't about ditching so much as I might get, you know, distracted along the way if I were left to my own.
Oh, a penny.
I liked being
shiny.
I liked going to school.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to, you know.
I took the bus.
Shut up.
You must have just walked, right?
Yeah. Me and my brothers walked to school together.
I lived in a pretty rural area, though, so I thought the bus was normal. When my kids are going to school, I'm like, well, where do they pick up the bus? They go, oh, no, you drive. You go into the traffic jam every day and drive them. Just why we moved. I'm like, you're walking to school. I'm not driving you anymore. Picking you up, dropping everything and driving and picking you up, waiting in the traffic jam.
And now look at your backyard.
I know. It's a mess.
I never even got to the S&M story or the commuting story. Yeah. I'll get to them next time, though. But no wonder we got sort of sidetracked with the school teachers. Story is pretty profound. All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. My dad saved a lady's life at his brother's wedding with the Heimlich. She was headed to the bathroom because she was embarrassed.
Yeah, people leave and die in the bathroom. Don't do it. You have to suck it up and let somebody...
Point!
Yeah, go like this.
Yeah.
The international sign for I'm choking. That's hands around your neck, by the way. I realize you can't see me at the last minute.
I know. I actually looked over at you. What's the sign? Okay, both hands
choking,
on your neck.
I'm choking!
Most cosplay people are pretty open about the practice. If you like a character, regardless of gender, race, number of appendages, you're free to dress as and modify the characters as you please, including gender bending.
Nice.
I.e. Harlan Quinn instead of Harley Quinn.
Oh.
Though there are people who try to police who you can and cannot cosplay, these people suck.
Yeah.
And that's about the story from Celebrity Trash.
Comic-Con.
Right.
Liev Schreiber's son, who's 8 years old, dressed up as Harley Quinn.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I have a big cancellation for a show tonight, and I'll tell you all about it.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.